Chapter 7. The Night That Changed Lives Forever.
The Disaster. On April 26, 1986, at 1:23 at the Chernobyl nuclear plant, North Ukraine, a routine check went horribly wrong. As a result, there was a chain reaction in the core of reactor number 4, and a huge explosion blew off the roof of the reactor. Immediately, a radioactive cloud covered the neighboring town of Pripyat. After that, the wind took the cloud north and west, contaminating Belarus. Then it moved across Eastern Europe, over Scandinavia and parts of Britain. In some areas on the continent, it came down as radioactive rain. On the same day, Scandinavians reported abnormally high levels of radioactivity. The Soviets kept quiet about the explosion for over 2 days before they finally reported the accident at Chernobyl. The amount of radiation was at least 20 times the amount of the Hiroshima atom bombs. 31 people died immediately at the time of the explosion, and in the following days, about 200 people died of radiation sickness. About 130,000 people were evacuated from the area nearly 2 days later. That night changed their lives, and those of millions of others then and in the years to come. Natasha, a 50-year-old woman, tells her story. The nightmare begins.
I'm Natasha. I'm 50 years old, and I come from Belarus. After the explosion at Chernobyl, my family was evacuated from my hometown, Pripyat, like many other people. It is like a bad dream, like something that happened to somebody else, not me. Let me go back in time. It was 1986, and we were living in Pripyat, right next to the Chernobyl nuclear plant. The explosion happened on a Friday night. The next morning, nobody knew anything. Nobody suspected anything. I sent my son to school as usual, and my husband went to the barber's. When he came back home from the barber's, he told me that there was a fire at the nuclear plant.